This is the official podcast for casual anime fanatics. On today's episode, we're diving deep into Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, Episode 23, the season finale, titled Shibuya Incident, Gate Close. Hello anime fans and welcome to That Anime Podcast for casual anime fanatics, where we talk all things anime in a fun and uncensored fashion for your listening pleasure. I'm your host Jordo, and here with me as always are my co-hosts and kin. We got the baby brother Brennan and the oldest brother Colton. And what a way to close out 2023 than with the season finale of Jujutsu Kaisen. What a wild ride, y'all. When did you guys watch this episode?
I watched it last night. A day late. I usually watch it on Thursdays, but, you know, busy, still unpacking stuff here. But watched it last night. I was pretty sleepy. I had to watch it twice because I kept falling asleep. not because it was boring, but, well, besides the
lots of reading in this one.
Yeah, lots of reading and the parts where, like, the world was talking about how the curses are taking over and people getting eaten by them. I kind of kept nodding off there, so I had to keep rewinding it. But excellent episode. Sad it's over.
Well, before we talk about it too much, do you guys have any shows that you've been watching that are worth mentioning, or do you want to just go ahead and get right into the anime news? Because I'd imagine this is going to be a longer episode, so I don't want to take too much time. You know, let's get to the nitty gritty. But Colton, like, for example, I don't have anything. I've been watching stuff, and I'm ready to talk some JJK.
No, I don't have anything. Just been watching the same ones I've been saying every week. Is there a new Tokyo Avengers out? I haven't checked this week, actually.
Yeah, there was Tuesday.
I will have to watch that, but other than that, no. And it's the same old, same
old. I'll just tell you it was freaking good, too. The Tokyo Avengers is getting good.
I'll be watching that tonight, then. Get something to look forward to.
Yep. Anything from you, Brennan?
No, I haven't been watching. I only watched JJK this week, so I got nothing.
All right, Colton. Take us away with some anime news, then.
All righty. So, starting off. Already for the starting the new year off, Mashley. It airs next week.
Yeah.
Mashley, Magic, and Muscles, the Divine Visionary Candidate exam arc begins. So, it'll be out next week. I think it's January. I can't tell you, but next week. So, check Crunchyroll. Also, Solo Leveling is also in 1 week from today. So, I expect us to do we'll be recording for that one. So, straight into
another
one.
Yeah, we'll see based on how good the
we'll have to
the
watch
pilot
it.
Is. We'll see.
We'll have to watch it, and it's just hard because none of us know anything really about it because it is it's not a manga.
Manhwa.
It's a manhwa, yes, from Korea. But it's been written by a Japanese company for Japanese viewers. So looking forward to that. You know, it's been a big deal since this thing whole started when it was announced last year. So it's finally here, so hopefully it's going to be pretty good. Crunchyroll confirms that 2023 is the year of One Piece by Crunchyroll. To be honest with you, I don't know why. You'd have to go look on Crunchyroll websites. But I don't know.
It's because Netflix did so good with the live action. They're like, you know what? We're taking One Piece back.
I bet you that has something to do with it. Yeah,
they're just trying to get back the credit for One Piece. Like, hey, you watch the shit on our platform, not on Netflix. All
right, right. As you all know, we talked about Zom 100 back when we were watching it, but you know, the last like four episodes or three were delayed indefinitely for a while, but they finally released like on Christmas Day. I did watch those. That is something I finished because there was only, I think it was three. They stopped on episode 9, and so you had 10, 11, and 12. So the final episode.
I'm on 11.
Yeah, so they've been all been released. Now you can go and finish it. Pretty good season. Definitely watch it if there's a second. Anime opening is fire for that show. It'll probably be on a... Speaking of another episode we got to do our songs for 2023, so look forward to that
openings
episode.
Openings and endings.
Yeah, openings and endings. That'll be coming up probably sometime in January, so look forward to that. That's one of my favorites to record.
Anime openings and endings, songs that clap cheeks.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody. I'm cracking myself up.
Laughing at your own jokes.
I'm laughing at my own damn jokes. All right, proceed, Colton. Proceed.
For all you manga readers, Black Clover manga is finally back. Chapter 369. It came out last week, so I think next chapter is in March. They switched it, so it's like every 3 months now. So, but first chapter is released. Looking, really want the anime to come back, so hope it does soon. Let me switch to my other app for news real quick. Sorry, I got them saved on two different apps.
Well, while you're finding it, I wanted to mention, everybody listening, if it seems like I'm spacing out quite a bit, it's because I am exhausted today. Because, and you can blame Brennan, because Brennan gave me his PS4 several months ago, and I just started playing Ghost of Tsushima again.
Oh, hell
and
yeah.
I stayed up till like 1:30 in the morning last night and got up at 6 today.
Stuff.
So I'm...
It is.
God,
probably...
that game is... It was hard to stop at 1:30. Like, I was just like mildly pissed that I had to stop because I'm like, fuck, I gotta sleep though. I gotta fucking sleep.
I know. That's one thing.
And then I haven't been able to play all day because, you know, I got kids and I had family in town. So it's like literally right after we record here, I'm gonna have to make that decision. Like, do I go to sleep or do I play Ghost of Tsushima?
Yeah, that game was definitely one of my favorites on the PS4, and I haven't played very many. Like that. And,
man,
and,
it's so good.
God
it's
of
up
War.
There. Feels good. Feels good to, once you get a hang of the combat, it feels pretty good. You know,
I'm finally getting to where I can, like, actually parry things, and I can take on groups of, like, more than five people and not die.
Are you playing it honorably? No assassinations.
I'm assassinating the shit out of people.
I liked wearing the stealth armor, but I unlocked the Mongolian armor where you could just blend in with them after a while, and I was fucking them up after a while.
People are calling me the vengeful spirit, man. I'm just cutting people's throats.
I unlocked all the legendary strikes, whatever, and the legendary moves you could get throughout it, so.
Only got the Heavenly Strike right now.
Yeah, I was pretty high level. The Heavenly Strike's good, but then there's one where you can do like a 3-1. I forgot what they call it, but it's sick.
Yeah.
But
sorry to derail us there, but I figured I had to mention it. I'm sure that a lot of our listeners have played that game because it's like in the same vein as anime. You know, some samurais fighting some Mongolians. It's
loosely
sick. If anybody has not heard of it, it's... Yeah. Holy cow, it's the best game I've ever played in my life.
I mean, it's loosely based on history, too. Not even that loosely. Like, obviously, like, the Mongolians did invade Japan and their ships, you know, got destroyed or whatever by a storm, but, you know, probably the ghost probably didn't exist, you know, but it's set in a real period. Yeah, a real historical period, so that's always cool.
I mean, it's true that, like, this is how ninjas came about, is, like, the need for the samurai to progress into a more tactful way of fighting.
Yeah, I mean, it's true as in, like, how Forrest Gump is true. Like, that war really happened, but was forced, you know, and all those dudes there. It's, like, true in that sense, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Elvis Presley learn how to do his famous dance move from a kid in knee braces? No, but it makes for a good story.
I'll just say, Jordan, you'll have to tell us, but me and Brennan won't spoil, but you'll have to tell us what decision you make at the end. So
I'm killing Lord Shimura if it comes to that. I'll kill him.
Shit, he already...
if he doesn't agree with me, I'll fucking kill his ass.
Yeah. Well, it's hard. I thought the same thing until you progress through the story, but yeah, that's up to you.
Yeah.
I'm
for sure killing him. If it comes down to me or him, I'm for the sake of the country of Japan, who I'm playing for in the game, I'll die to protect this place.
Yeah, I knew when I saved right before so I could have both scenes, what it would look like. So, because you can get achievements for both, so make sure you do that.
Nice.
Yeah. But all right, back to the news real quick. As y'all know, Dr. Stone season 3 is officially ended. It has been officially announced that a fourth season of the Dr. Stone anime has been announced, and it will be the final season. So, probably hopefully next
Fire
year.
Fire opening, by the way.
Yes, yeah, good opening. Yeah, Brennan's got to start watching some anime to get some songs. He ain't gonna know what.
Yeah, Brennan, you're missing out on all these good anime, Brennan, because you don't watch them. But man, we're gonna be hitting you with some freaking bangers, and you'd be like, "Hold on, what the hell is this?" And we're like, "Dr. Stone."
Yeah, so fourth season announced, and the final.
And Onli is in the ending. She's the ending song.
Yes. And finally, Jujutsu Kaisen Culling Game Arc season 3 has been officially announced. It is called the Culling Game. Yes, and so looking forward to that. I've heard it. All these arcs I've heard of,
it's a good title for the arc. I don't know what it's about, but I mean, I know what it's going to be about now that, you know, end of this episode and then the name of the next season, you know what it means.
Yeah. So it,
what was the name of this season? Was it just called
Shibuya Incident
arc?
Yeah, Shibuya Incident.
Oh, yeah, the Culling Game. That's going to be tight. And damn, Colton, you're going to have to be careful of finding out too much. You're not going to be able to be on the podcast next season because you're going to know too much.
I already know some, but I won't be able to say it all because it's, we won't even talk about it. So,
well, don't say any of it. Don't even say any of it.
So it's too late.
All right. Well, if that's all the news, let's go ahead and dive in.
Yep.
So this was the finale. They decided to, instead of have 24 episodes this season, they hit us with 23 action-packed episodes. Not a single one felt like filler. So well done, all of the people at MAPPA. You deserve a break. If you don't get one, just know that those of us listening to That Anime Podcast and those of us recording That Anime Podcast, we support you. We think you did a freaking amazing job. And the writer, Gigi Akutami, or whatever his last name is, well done, man. Well done. But I will say, I'm caught up in the manga with what's aired. And there are a lot of things that MAPPA does, obviously, that make you love the characters more and make the fights so much more involved. Man, this studio, they've taken like a great manga and they've made it a legendary anime. So well done. Here's the episode synopsis. Chozo begins to realize the identity of the mastermind parasitizing Geto's corpse as sorcerers gather for the final moments of the Shibuya incident. The special grade sorcerer Yuki Tsukumo comes to the rescue when they're on the verge of death. I don't think that we've had any episodes just start off with the opening song, but this one does. So just right away, we go into specials, which is a great way to start any episode. And I'm going to miss this song. I'm going to miss the weekly Thursday specials doping. And I got to ask you guys this. How does specials contend for you with how the Chainsaw Man opening hit and the AOT rumbling? Like, is it in the same weight class for you, or is it like it's just not quite there?
I think it's the same weight class. Maybe not quite at the rumbling, but it's right there with a... What's the other one?
I know, I can't remember the Chainsaw Man song.
Oh,
it's called
Bring Back or something. No.
Kickback?
Kickback or
Kickback.
Something.
Kickback.
Kickback, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's right there with a Kickback or maybe even higher.
God, it's hard to think because the rumbling was so iconic. And this is too. It's just, I don't know why I can't put it. I don't know if I can even put it in the same weight class as the rumbling, but man, I can't talk highly enough about it.
Yeah, no. I categorize what's this one called? Specials and the rumbling
specials.
In the same vein. Not that they're better, just because they're kind of coming at pivotal like arcs in the story, whereas Chainsaw Man was another good song, but it's like a brand new anime, didn't know anything about it. It could kind of have fun in the opening. You know, they're like bowling.
True.
They're like bowling and shit. So it's just not it's not the same. But they're all good as far as how good the songs are. Yeah, they're in the same, but like just the vibes I get from it and what they mean to the show, completely different. Because I feel like Kickback's just one of those ones that enhanced the anime. Like, it probably got some people watching it. I think I ended up watching it because I listened to the song, honestly. I know you guys had been doing, like, weeklies on it, and I wasn't on them till like, the last couple. But then I feel like with the with the rumbling and specials, the greatness of the anime also elevated it. Not that they wouldn't have been good songs without it, but I also think they needed it to be as big as it was.
Yeah. But one thing that Jujutsu Kaisen did with specials is they used it in parts of the show as well. Like, they played it at the end whenever Yuji's going through the dilemma of the Shibuya incident. Like, AOT never used the rumbling in that way, and so that's why specials is, like, it's not only a song, and it's not only an anime opening, it's literally, in like, they made it into, like, an emotion.
That's why the
almost like a scene-setting thing.
That's why the Tokyo Ghoul song's still so lit, because it was already a good song, you know? Right. But then the series finale, they play it, like, as it ends. Like, and by that point, they already had a second opening that came in, and then they brought it back in the same way where the episode ended. I don't know. Whenever you do that, it does give it, like, a whole separate meaning.
It does.
In the membrane.
You interpret the song, like, you interpret it in two ways, like, with the opening, and then also with the feeling of Yuji Itadori scraping his fingernails off on the concrete, saying, telling himself to die. You know, like...
A lot of people were pissed that they put the opening right there. They're like... You see, like, the TikToks of MAPPA animators be like, and someone dying, and they go,
you are
my
special.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. People have no originality. People just copy and paste everything these days.
Yeah.
It's like, I laughed the first time. It's like the thing people are doing on Instagram right now with the Neo Closer song, where they, like, dance in front of each other. It's like, that was really funny the first time two guys did it, but now that every guy best friend duo has done it, it's not funny anymore. It's just like, you guys, this is already done. We already got this. But did you guys notice anything different in the opening other than what Colton mentioned last week, that the whole Shibuya was blacked out?
I noticed this, and I did not see a spoiler on this, but Yuta was in the opening this time.
Mm-hmm. I noticed it. Did you notice it, Colton, before watching the episode, or did you notice it after watching it a second time?
I noticed it at the beginning of the opening, because I remember you do not see him. You don't see his face. You just see him pulling his sword out, and that's it. But yeah, that was not...
No, you see his face.
You see his face, but not his eyes, I guess, is what I'm saying.
No, you see his eyes, too.
Oh. Well, yeah. Okay.
It's just for a split second, but you see half his face and him pull his sword off of his back.
Okay, yeah.
It's right before the camera goes in close to Gojo, when he's, like, looking at the screen like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. So, yeah, I didn't notice Yuta was in it now, and then what I said last week, but I didn't notice if there's anything else.
Yeah. Did you notice it, Brennan?
No, I was trying to look for the destroyed Shibuya, but I guess I just didn't pay attention all the way through because I don't even remember seeing that.
It's funny that they kept Yuta out until the last episode, and right when they showed us that in the opening, I was like, oh, looks like Yuta's making an appearance this episode. So the whole episode, I was just waiting, like, is he just going to come drop down from the sky and cut Geto's head off? Because I was, like, not ruling it out. I'm like, this is it.
I mean, he did come out from the
sky. This is where Yuta makes his grand entrance.
But yeah,
he definitely did.
He did not chop Geto's head off.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and get into this so we don't take up too much time. But episode starts off with Yuki and Geto having a conversation while everybody else, with the exception of... Everybody's basically frozen except for Yuki and the witch, Momo, and Itadori. Yuki says... Do you remember the ways to rid cursed spirits from our world? Regardless of which method is pursued, it means advancing humanity to the next stage. And then she says internally, now I need to buy time for LaRue to act. And then she says, humanity's next stage is freeing itself from cursed energy. Who do you guys who or do you guys think that LaRue is her technique? That little serpent?
It's got to be part of it.
I thought it was either... Actually, I didn't know who it was. I thought it was Utahime's first name or some shit. Because wasn't she preparing something last episode?
She was, but why would she call her LaRue? Because her name, we've only ever heard her as Utahime.
Well, that may be her last name. So that's, I mean, I don't know. That's just what I thought. Because I didn't know. We didn't know who the fuck LaRue was. And I didn't know. That's the only thing I could think of. I didn't know the dragon had a name.
The only other thing I'm thinking of is it could be that one guy's name from Kenya. Because they showed us.
Yeah, they did show. No, his name was like a. It was like a French name. Like Pierre.
Yeah, I think it was.
It was something French, but
LaRue
is
kind of French too.
Yeah, LaRue is a little French.
LaRue. Was it Pierre LaRue? Because they did talk about him, but they didn't say his name.
It could have been him.
Yeah, that might be it.
But
either way, he never showed up either way, so that's why I'm thinking whoever the fuck LaRue is, they never came through. Whatever she was waiting on, they never did.
And this is the thing, like, since we don't read the manga, like, I was like, I'll just Google it, but, like, I can't because maybe we're not supposed to know that LaRue is the name of her technique yet. Like, I don't want to know something we're not supposed to know. I just wanted to see if you got what your guys' guesses were.
Yeah, you don't want to ever Google anybody's name at any point just because, like, you don't even want to.
Hell no.
You don't want to Google, like, Fushiguro, because whenever you inevitably go to his Wikipedia, it's gonna, like, first thing it's gonna say
bring
is
up
how
the manga.
No, it's gonna, the first thing it's gonna say is like how it ends for him, and then get into the shit you already know.
Yeah, it's like you search Megumi Fushiguro, how Megumi Fushiguro kills Yuji. You're like, no.
Yeah, I've had that happen before. I learned that early on in my anime days. I'd be like, who the fuck? I'd be like, who's this character again? And I'd Google him, and then I'd find out some big reveal, and I'd be like, shit.
Uh-huh. Thanks a lot, Google. Ghetto says, no, it's optimizing cursed energy. And then we get this funny look between Yuki and Yuji, and Yuji's like, I don't understand either. So, you know Yuki's strong because she's stupid, just like Yuji. Ghetto says, I thought you gave up on your plan 12 years ago when Zenin Toji died. Yuki says, I was talking to Ghetto-kun, you know. Well, whatever. I went back to my original idea. Besides, there's a big hole in your optimization plan. Extremely few sorcerers and cursed spirits emerge in other countries compared to Japan. So Tengen's barriers should be indispensable to your optimization plan. Using Tengen to optimize cursed energy would mean only the humans of this nation would become sorcerers. Japan would practically have a monopoly on cursed energy. Other nations, especially that superpower, meaning the US, or at least that's what they were showing, wouldn't stand by and allow that. Flesh and blood humans would become an energy source. It's easy enough to imagine what misfortune that would bring. That's a world far removed from the ideals I pursue. Does this mean that Tengen, or that Yuki's, based on what she says at the end and what she says here, that she's, like, possibly going to go kill Tengen? If the optimization plan is indispensable to, like, creating, you know, making Japan, like, where all cursed energy flows into, she's got to prevent that by killing Tengen.
I don't know if she's going to kill him. Maybe
she says she's going to confront him at the end.
Maybe confront and talk to him. I don't think she'll kill him. Maybe Ghetto will kill Tengen, but it's just hard to say, you know. That part of it, I didn't quite get. Like, I know Tengen's like super spiritual, and when we know that he's old from the first part of the part of the story that we watched with Ghetto and, but I don't know. It's hard to tell. I don't feel like she's gonna. She said confront him. I don't think that means he's gonna. She's gonna kill him.
Okay. Ghetto says, so what? For one thing, our objectives are different. I don't desire a world without cursed spirits or any sort of idyllic peace. Non-sorcerers, sorcerers, cursed spirits. Those are all possibilities for the shape of cursed energy that is mankind. Though that shouldn't be anywhere near the full extent. And then he gets real serious. I tried to give rise to other possibilities for my own, for mankind on my own. And then they show Chozo. So Chozo and the cursed wombs are his way of trying to give rise to new possibilities for mankind. But that didn't work. Everything I created for myself was limited by the bounds of my own potential. The answer was always glimmering darkly within chaos. Do you understand? What I should have created was chaos that went beyond my own control. I've already finished extracting the technique. And boom, I was freaking right about the technique extraction. And it's a shame that Suguru never figured this out. He never figured out that he could just take the technique instead of, like, keeping the curse as, like, something.
Well, some of the curses are probably good to keep around, like the Rainbow Dragon. Like, you don't really want that power.
True.
You know,
true.
It's better just to have a dragon go out and do your dirty work. But yeah, certain ones for sure.
Like, yeah, you're right.
Like the STD curse, you'd want that. You'd want that power. Or whoever the one. What was that curse they fought?
The smallpox.
The smallpox curse. Like something like that STD you could take. Curse. Something like that you could take and like.
I don't think you want the STD curse or the smallpox curse.
Well, you ain't got it. You can just give it to people in a fight.
Yeah. But Brennan, you got to have it to give it to people. That's how STDs work.
Not when you control the cursed energy of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I
don't know what girls
I'd probably just keep that cursed.
Yeah, I don't know what girls are wanting spirit. To give that to, though.
He basically already has. He basically already has smallpox then if he's got the curse on him.
Yeah. So he says he's already finished the extracting the technique. But I noted there was a part during this monologue from Geto where we see Itadori's face. And I have to say, Mappa, you did a great job this whole season, but you forgot to animate Yuji's hole in his cheek at this part. You completely missed it. He just had the scratch on his face. It was his left side and everything. Like, they straight up missed the cheek. But, anyways, I just gotta call it how I see it. So Yuki, she craps her pants. She's like, wait a minute. Was there a cursed spirit named Mahito here that could manipulate souls? And Yuji's like, yeah, that guy absorbed him. And she's like, oh, shit. Geto touches the ground. He uses idol transfiguration. Makes a gigantic seal on the ground and in the air. At first, Yuki thinks it's Tengen's barrier, but then she realizes it's actually a remote activation of a curse technique. So basically what happens here, Geto marked people in the past, and now that he has idol transfiguration, he's able to make everyone that he marked but change their souls into being sorcerers. Just like how Mahito did with Junpei. So Geto says, you have my thanks, Itadori Yuji. A cursed spirit's mastery of their technique ceases to progress from the moment they're absorbed by cursed spirit manipulation. Mahito truly matured through his fight with you. And then he says, to be honest, I wanted to have Jogo as well, but no matter. Sucks he didn't get Jogo. That'd have been cool to see him throw some fire hands.
That was just a tip of his cap for him.
Yeah, that was like the equivalent of him tapping his chest twice, kissing his fingertips, and putting him in the sky to Jogo. Yeah. Jogo, we see you, man. You were strong. You've had two strong as hell people acknowledge you at this point. Geto says, I remotely activated idol transfiguration on two types of non-sorcerers that I marked ahead of time. So the first person we go over to is Sumiki Fushiguro, which is Megumi's older sister. She's in hospital room 302. She has the same seal that's on the ground and in the sky on her forehead. Geto says one type was people whom I had absorb objects like Yuji Itadori did. The other was people like Junpei Yoshino, who have cursed techniques, but whose brains were structured like non-sorcerers. Now I've adjusted their brains to match those of sorcerers. For the former, I gave them the strength to be vessels, and the latter have obtained the ability to activate their techniques. When he says they had the brains structured like non-sorcerers, do you think that's what Maki Zenin has?
No, it's he explained it. It's like Junpei. He wasn't a sorcerer, but he had the brain
a curse technique
for it. Yeah.
Well, basically what the brain comes down to is if you're a jujutsu sorcerer, you know your technique from day one. It's hardwired in you. But Junpei had right. one, but he didn't know it. So that's why he has right. the brain of a human.
And then he was talking mm-hmm. about like Itadori, like he has a basically you can
he's an actual vessel.
Yeah, you can consume something that's cursed and then you obtain those powers, or you can be like Junpei, who his brain is, if you modify it, he'll be able to use his cursed energy.
But the other yeah. people, like Fushiguro's sister, she's not like Itadori, but now she is. That's why she was in a coma, because she couldn't handle what he made her swallow. Right. But now right. she yep. is like him.
But yeah, Itadori could, but yeah, she will be eventually like Itadori.
So some beautiful piano music starts to play for the next 5-10 minutes. And when I say beautiful, I mean it. This shit was nice. Geto says, "And now, I've released the seal on those cursed objects. Some of them have been in a deep sleep after being exposed to my cursed energy when I marked them." And then we see Sumiki Fushiguro open her eyes. He continues, "But they'll soon awaken. So starting now, I'll have them kill each other in order to deepen their understanding of cursed energy. I've carefully handpicked these people and cursed objects. Think of it as unleashing 1,000 malevolent Yuji Itadoris." Yuki is like, "You underestimate humanity. You think just because you give people power that they're going to freaking start killing everybody?" And basically Geto is like, "You think that I would have gotten this far with a half-assed plan?" He's basically like, "Listen, I'm right. You'll see." Yuki says, she turns to Itadori and she's like, "He's pissing me off. Let's all beat him up together." And Yuji's like, "I can't move though." So all of a sudden, all the ice melts away. And Urame-kun, Sukuna's old bud, he's feeling the poison in the blood that is Chozo's, because when he used the blood-piercing technique, it cut a hole in his hand, and then he sealed that blood into his hand when he used reverse curse technique to close it. So I'm wondering if this Urame-kun guy is gonna die, and it's gonna foil some kind of plan that Sukuna has, because he was supposed to be doing preparations for Sukuna.
I saw a TikTok, it's not a spoiler, but I heard that she's a girl. The ice.
Urame-kun?
Yeah.
Could be.
But, yeah.
I don't think he'll die from the hand, though.
No, I don't think so either, but his voice sounds like a dude, but I heard it's a girl.
Sounds like Yelena. I think it's the same voice actor for Yelena from AOT.
Yeah, that would make sense.
So, yeah, Urame-kun's question mark, but yeah, probably won't die. Yuki says, "My ally is protecting Aoi, the girl with the gun, and that suit." And I assume she's talking about Kusakabe. She says, "They don't belong here." Aoi, the girl with the gun, and that suit. They don't belong here. When she said that, I was like, what about everybody else?
I didn't get
so
that.
Kamo,
I know
so
she likes
Kamo
Toto.
Belongs there. Momo belongs there. Utahime belongs there. Like, why just the girl with the gun? Why just Aoi? And why Kusakabe?
Well, Aoi is her.
Because the girl with the gun sucks ass.
Her master.
We know that. Kusakabe literally doesn't want to fucking be there. And then Toto's got no fucking hand. I think that's why.
Yeah.
I think I can. Yeah. Well, they're most
and
at
Toto's,
risk.
Toto considers her his master, so.
Yeah. Geto says, "I was in the middle of our talks. The cursed objects that I distributed are what's left of the sorcerers I've been secretly making pacts with for thousands of years. Of course, I forged my pacts with more than just sorcerers, though. Though my pacts were annulled when I obtained this body. This is the world of the future." And then Geto gets a very evil face. The music crescendos. Cursed spirits come out of the black pit that he brings forth. Yuki's looking serious. Kusakabe's literally just laying on the ground, and he just closes his eyes like as if he's thinking, shit, this sucks. And then Geto, He holds out the prison realm with Gojo's blue eyes. It's not heavy anymore, so Gojo's, he's sealed up, baby. He ain't, if there was any hope of him just deciding to break out of there, I'm pretty sure that that's buried. Like, I don't really see that happening at this point. Geto says, "See you later, Itadori Yuji." Yuji, we get a freaking one last great guttural yell from him. He's like, "Gojo Sensei!" And then Geto turns and says, "I have high expectations for you." And then he says, "Are you listening, Sukuna? It's starting once again. The world of Hyen. The golden age of Jujutsu." Oh, man. That one line right there. "I have high expectations for you. Are you listening, Sukuna? It's starting once again. The world of Hyen. The golden age of Jujutsu." That shit's exciting. I don't know what the hell's happening. I mean, but I think shit's about to happen.
I think they want the same thing. I think they're in on, I don't know if they're in on it together, but whenever Sukuna beat Jogo, he told them that he should have just went all out and like made complete chaos. You know, that's the only way to get stronger. And that's basically, that's what Geto's doing now. Like, they're just making shit get wild so people get stronger and stuff happens. So they're, and that's also why they didn't want to kill Gojo. Like, they want him, like, once Jujutsu's at its peak again, they want to let him out when people are as good as him. So shit gets even more wild. Like, it's one big, long fucking plan.
Yeah. It's like Sukuna and this brain guy aren't working. They're not accomplices, but they're both trying to cause, like you said, chaos. The music that's playing, by the way, is still intensely beautiful, but also perfect for this because it's like kind of ominously beautiful. We get a bunch of scenes of people watching the news, government officials talking about, you know.
Yeah, this part sucked ass.
This part sucked, and this is the first time I've ever been watching Jujutsu Kaisen where it felt like I was no longer watching Jujutsu Kaisen. I legit paused the screen and went out to make sure I was still watching Jujutsu Kaisen. I was like, what the fuck is this?
That's why when I thought when I was falling asleep that I thought this was in a different anime. So I was like, oh shit, I had to go back.
I knew they would eventually get to something important, but as we were watching it, me and Darby, and I was like, I don't, you know, just to be honest, like, I don't really give a shit about the citizens, you know, what effect, like, I know. What effect it had on them. I'm worried about the sorcerers. What's going on with them?
I thought the same thing. I was like, I don't give a fuck about these regular people. What they do. But yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, I could care less what happens to them right now. So
they're trying to like show a family with their baby and like just that stuff. Like, I don't think anybody gave
some cats. Yeah, an old man with his cat on his lap. I know. I'm in the same boat. I was like, what is this?
It could have just been.
I get it.
It's fine to show, but they definitely stretched that shit out.
Yep, they did
big time. They could have done that all in 60 seconds, but they were like, let's do 6 minutes. And you had to read the whole time because you didn't want to not read the subtitles in case they did say something important. But for the longest time, it was just basic, like, shit you'd see after an earthquake, like, in our world, you know?
Yeah, it is. So here's the highlights from the wasted 6 minutes of the episode. They're estimating about 10 million cursed spirits being released into Tokyo. They're going to publicly announce the existence of cursed spirits. Apparently, they intend to announce that cursed spirits only arise in Tokyo, so the goal is to direct the populace's leaking of cursed energy to Tokyo and limit the outbreak of cursed spirits to there. And then somebody else says, maybe this is a good thing. They wouldn't have reached this decision if Kasumi Gaseki was functioning. And I only wrote that down because the word Kasumi Gaseki, I don't know what it is, and it may come into play later. Sounds like some kind of council, though, and maybe it's the council that met with Akatsu.
I also thought when they stated it, like, most Jujutsu sorcerers, like, the most populated areas in Japan, like, there's not really many others from different countries. And that's when they showed, what's his name? The guy with the whip. Pierre, we think, is his name.
We think his name's Pierre.
I know for a fact his name's not Pierre. It may be P.A., but it's not Pierre.
Yeah, I can't remember, but yeah, that's when they showed him. So it just, I thought that was kind of crazy. Like, there's most sorcerers, like, reside in the Japan area, and it's very rare.
They think it's it's because Yuki thinks, and Yuki thinks it's because Tengen is limiting it there. He's basically like got a monopoly on cursed energy.
Maybe, because he takes a lot of cursed energy, you're right, but...
Uh-huh.
So a lot of curses arise there, and cursed users, but Jujutsu sorcerers are born there as well. So,
yeah,
that's possibly a reason. So she'll probably confront him saying, hey, something's got to change.
I mean, remember from the Jujutsu Kaisen Zero when Gojo, like, during the night of 100 curses, right away he could sense, he's like, there's a foreigner here. He's pretty strong.
Right.
Because he's the only guy. He's like, oh, dang, this guy ain't from Japan. Like, I ain't ever fought a sorcerer not from Japan. So, yeah, it's interesting that they're elaborating into this because... A lot of the times, animes like this, they don't really go outside of their country because it's like just too much to add to the story.
I think they did that to quell questions because you on the pod, you were being like, I think they're going to start bringing in some U.S. sorcerers into this shit.
Yeah.
I think that's just to shut the door on that, and it's a good storytelling device. So
it is.
You know, you don't have people wondering that, like, why don't the sorcerers from Russia come in and help? You know, it gives a pretty good excuse, and it keeps the story not on too big of a level.
Yeah, it keeps it realistic, because it's like, if you don't ever talk about what goes on, like, it's basically a real Japan with a Jujutsu society. So, like, if you have a real Japan, then you have a real United States, and a real Russia, and a real China. So it is good that they explained it. Like, yeah, it exists out there, but it's uncommon. So,
and
attacks start happening...
With the barrier too, it all makes sense too. Isn't it? It doesn't just sound like a bullshit, like, to keep it in Japan.
Yeah,
it's a legitimate cause for it.
Yep. Attacks start happening everywhere. There was one part where the two girls are watching the news, and it cuts out because the reporter got eaten, and the camera got eaten, and the music from Squid Game started to play. It's like doom. Dun, 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 dun. Did you guys hear that shit? Like the creepy, like calm music?
I didn't even know.
Oh, man. It, right away, I was like, oh, this is some Squid Game soundtrack. Like, literally, same song.
It wasn't the same song. It may have sounded like
it. Was. No, it was.
No,
they
it
can't
was.
Do, they can't do that.
I'm telling you, Brennan, go back and watch it. It's not Squid Game's song. Squid Game also used this song. And Jujutsu Kaisen decided to also use this song.
You know, I'm pretty sure it's the same composer for all the songs that are in JJK. I can't think of his name.
But Squid Games was Korean, wasn't it?
That's why I don't think it's the same composer.
I'm telling you guys, go back and listen to it. We'll talk about it next week on the episode, and you'll be like, damn, this kid was right.
I mean, maybe. I'm sure I would see like a TikTok or something, and I haven't.
I'm telling you, man. I'll send you guys the timestamp.
Word for word, bar for bar, it's the same song.
It's the same exact song that plays in Squid Game. That's all I'm gonna say. Same song.
I didn't get any of the vibes, so I don't know. But just like my, you know, copyright and how all that shit works, like I just don't see them for an anime being like, yeah, let's use that Squid Game song. But it's possible they copy all their fights from other anime and live action movies. Jujutsu Kaisen does the animation.
Yep.
So maybe they take a lot of inspiration for that. Maybe they did for the music.
I'm telling you, yeah. We'll confirm after this episode, but I'm not even 99% sure. I'm 100% sure. I'm 100%. Yeah, attacks start happening everywhere. And we get the scene of a little girl, which upon second watch, this girl is going to be important. I can just tell. The first time I watched this, I'm like, who the heck is this girl? Like, what? She doesn't even know where the hell she came from. She's eating some potato chips and she's scarfing these things down, almost eating like she's not human. Okay.
Yeah. She's one of the ghetto people for sure.
Okay.
She's for sure activated just because Yuta was like, she ain't from here. Like, she looks like she walked. Like, she was for sure.
And
like,
she can see curses, but she's scared of them.
Yeah, I'm thinking she was in a coma, like Fushiguro's sister.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what, I mean, yeah, we're supposed to think that, I would say.
I never thought of that. You're right, Brennan. I was just thinking, like, what the F's going on with this girl?
It's like, why is it, the only reason I say is, like, why would it matter? Why would Yuta, in his head, have to be like, where'd she come from? if she wasn't like, because they made it seem like, yeah, like you're saying, like she just woke up and was like, I'm about to go get some grub at 7-Eleven.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, why is she there by herself?
Yeah. So it was legit whenever Utah, this thing, this like cursed spirit that was like calling her out was creepy as hell too. It was like,
yeah, that Darby didn't, yeah. Darby thought that shit was scary. She said she could have went her whole life without seeing it.
Yeah, what
yeah,
was
that
shit
was, it was scary.
What's that fish at the deep that has like that noodle head and it, that's how it draws in prey? There's a fish that looks, does the same thing. But
talking about the kingfisher or something like that, the grand fisher from Bleach.
I mean, that does
I know
it too.
What you're talking about. No, what is that from, Colton?
Brennan has the same idea. But there's a fish that does the same thing. Like a real actual
fish. It's from, Colton, it's from,
I thought you were talking about
the
hollow
fish.
Well, there's also a hollow in Bleach that does the same thing.
Yeah, there's a hollow. But there's an actual fish that does the same thing.
It's in the Mob Psycho, too. There's a Mob Psycho episode where they hunt down, like, the rumored thing that did the same thing. It, either way, we're digressing. I think it's old, like, Japanese folklore.
Yeah. Hey, with Yuta, did he have that? I know his, I knew that he, his hairstyle would change, but did he have that haircut at the end of JJK Zero?
Nope.
So, very, so this is the first time.
I didn't like it.
This is the first time we've seen him with the side part now on the up
That's
top.
What I was thinking. It's some Junpei shit.
He's got the Junpei vibe, dude.
Some shy boy haircut.
I've seen TikToks.
I think he's doing it to piss off Yuji.
Yeah.
Just to get
I've
under
seen,
his skin.
I've seen TikToks of videos of him older in the story, so I knew he was going to get the haircut change. But I don't know if I was a fan of it when they did when I first saw it. I was like, eh, he looked better the old way. I saw there's one
I like
I saw
it better
today.
This way because it's not it's more iconic than just the classic down hair.
I sent you guys.
Don't make him look cool. He looks tired too. They just—he looks really tired right now.
Well, he looked tired in the other one. I sent you guys the one in the group.
Yeah, I don't ever watch those ones.
No, because it's not one. It shows Yuta how much taller he's gotten. It says, look how much he's grown. I feel like a proud boy.
I was worried that you and Barbara might be sending some spoilers in there.
No, I don't ever send spoilers. But it says before he looked like he hasn't slept in 3 days and needs a hug. Now he just looks like he hasn't slept in 3 days.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he still looks tired as fuck. But
He looks tired, but he's looking cool. Like, it's weird that in Zero, this guy was a loser. Like, he was a loser who got picked on, like, just like Junpei.
He looks like a loser. He looks like a loser now.
Really?
I didn't like it.
He's
I
got
didn't
the coolest
like
sneaks, the coolest jacket.
I like his old swag better from the movie.
I'll send you the picture of it. I just sent it to y'all right now.
I thought he was looking tight, and his hair was very Junpei. Like, it's uncanny that they went with that style of like the part and one side longer. Like, it's Junpei.
I thought
it's literally Junpei.
I thought it was a glow down for sure. I mean, honestly,
he's about 2 inches.
I wouldn't even
tall
know
right
it was
now.
Him if it weren't for the white shirt. And the fact that I was like, right before she got saved, I was like, it's going to be Yuta. But based off looks, yeah, I'm going to throw a black vest on that dude, black school jacket. I would be like, Junpei?
Yeah. It ain't as big of a glow down as Naruto got when he became an adult, though. So,
I mean, yeah.
That shit hurt. That shit really hurt.
All the mangakas learned from that shit. They ain't letting it go that far.
Yuta says, sorry, did I scare you? Are you hurt? Are you with anyone? Like your mom or your dad? She's like, I don't know. And he's like, in his head, it's all commercial buildings here, so I guess she's not from around here. He asks, did you walk a lot? And she nods, yes. He says, I see. You worked hard. And then the little spirit behind him comes alive. We don't see Rika, but Rika mutilates this thing. Yuta covers the girl's eyes and says, you can see them, huh? And he says, that's bad, Rika-chan. Don't overdo it.
Which
so
is,
we got to talk about
us.
This.
Like, we thought that she was.
Yeah.
We thought she went to heaven. Or
yeah.
The afterlife, at least.
And Geto did too. Geto said he no longer has Rika. He literally told Gojo that. I'm not afraid of Yuta Akatsu. He no longer has Rika.
I'm curious if it's if it's maybe a cursed technique he has, or and he just calls it Rika, but because they didn't show
either
her.
Either way, he's a wild card now because he does. He at least has the power Rika had.
I mean, they obviously think this dude's fucking strong.
Doesn't know he does.
The Jujutsu fucking society obviously thinks this is like the strongest guy they got. So yep. I mean, he's got something with him, some firepower.
Yeah, he does. Just don't cut off the guy's best friend's arms.
When the hell did he kill you? Did we see him lose his arm? I don't even remember that.
No, we never saw him lose his arm. It had to have been when Sukuna was doing his like slices and dices when he was fighting.
I feel like I was trying to remember
that one guy.
I was trying to remember if I mean I knew that's when it happened, but I was trying to remember if they like glimpsed to it and we just forgot because that was such a chaotic fight, or if that was new information. It was new information to me when watching it, but I didn't know if I just forgot.
If you can't take the heat, you got to get out of the malevolent kitchen, as they say. And he was in range whenever he opened his domain and he got his arms cut off. It ain't freaking Itadori's fault. But yeah, we don't see Rika, but Yuta is very much in this season, and you know the last bit. And yeah, he's strong. So Suguru, Geto, whoever is in your body. Here's the wild card we needed. The one thing that's not going to go according to plan is when you fight Rika. Because that her love doesn't fold, man. She's all in on Yuta. I bet you he's tired because he's got to put up the act that he loves Rika still. But when really he's just like, I just want to move on. Please let me go. So we go to the next scene and it's Yuki talking, but we don't know who she's talking to. So this is what she says. I'm sorry I hesitated. I thought I should sit back and watch and give him room to work, since the situation had already progressed so far. Haven't you realized yet? I'm not really on your side. I'm just a humble beauty who wants to eradicate cursed spirits from the world. It might not be much of an apology, but my allies and I will take responsibility for delivering the kids who were there. It's high time I confronted Tengen, too. What will you do? And then she turns to the camera, and it goes black. My assumption is that she was talking to the same council that Yuta was talking to. She was being interrogated. But I did also note her little vertebrate thing that was with her during the fight with Geto is now about 10 times as long.
I think that thing can manipulate its size to whatever she wants it to be.
I think it's been getting stronger is what it is. I think she's preparing. I don't know. I don't know how much time has passed too is the thing, but either way, yeah, it was longer. Now we go over to Akatsu. So he's in the council where basically it's the same people that Gojo was like, listen, I'll kill all of you if you don't listen to me. Like, you think you're in charge, but I'm in charge.
You guys suck at your job. I'm going to beat the fuck out of you.
Somebody says, good work, Akatsu. And Yuta says, you don't really intend to thank me, so let's get to the point. Now, you understand that I'll obey your order, right? They say no amount of killing cursed spirits will prove anything. Yuta says, then forge a pact or whatever you need to. It doesn't matter that he's one of Gojo-sensei's students. He cut off Inomaki-kun's arms in Shibuya, so I will kill Yuji Itadori.
Now that was crazy to me. I was like, when did that happen? But it's when he was Sukuna and all the slashes were going everywhere in Shibuya. He must...
No, I think it was the malevolent kitchen.
Maybe he got caught in it. It could have been either way.
He was in the radius.
Yeah, that could have been it, and he got... Yeah, it's when you're in somebody else's domain, that's like 100% hit effect, so...
Either way, it's not... Inomaki losing his arms doesn't matter. If Todo loses his arms, it matters. Inomaki's like, dude, you don't need your arms, dude.
I mean, the thing is, it's going to mess up his speed because he's one of the faster characters, too. Now he can't pump his arms. So, I mean, his speed got knocked. And I'm pretty sure they've stated that. And then they show that he's faster than people all the time.
I feel like a lot of these characters in JJK, they get hurt and then they just get like sidelined for a while. Like Unamaki, he got sidelined this whole season. Didn't see much of Panda. I mean, you saw mine.
Well, he just fucking
halfway.
He just gassed himself out like episode 7.
Yeah, like
and he told like, everybody in Shibuya to shake their ass, and that was all his throat had.
Yeah, I feel like this is a show that does that. Like, it's gonna sideline characters or even kill off characters, and then they bring in new ones almost every season.
Yeah,
so I feel like that's gonna be kind of what these shows are, kind of like AOT, where they kind of brought in new people because old ones died. So,
here's one thing that is interesting that we don't hear from Yuta, though. He doesn't there's no mention of Maki, so I'm assuming Maki is alive. We've still not seen a body. There's no mention of Nobara in this episode. No mention of Aeri-san. So, I'm assuming everybody made it out of Shibuya, with the exception of the people we saw on-screen deaths for.
Yeah.
Which are Hanami
and Nobara.
And, well, no, Nobara, I'm saying, I don't think that they didn't confirm that she's dead, so I'm thinking she's alive.
I don't think she's alive, because that guy even said, she may not be dead, but don't think that she's not. Like, she had no pulse and not breathing, but
yeah, but
still
he said, I'm not saying that the chance is high, I'm just saying it's not zero.
Yeah, but it ain't high either. I'm counting her dead until I see otherwise.
I'm counting her alive until I see a body in a coffin.
I mean, we saw a body with half her head blown off, so.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, there's weirder things.
Yeah.
And what was also that, when Yuta was talking, he said, forge a pact. Does that mean he has to forge a pact to confirm that
he's
will kill?
He's basically saying, like, listen, I'm not just lying that I'm going to kill Yuji. Like, I'll make a pact with you right now saying I'll kill Yuji or I die. Like, I'm killing Yuji Itadori.
Yeah, so that's going to be a big part of next season.
Which it's the culling. That means somebody's gonna some people are gonna have to die.
I mean, we saw the execution list at the end of the episode.
Yeah,
they're getting rid of some people.
I thought it was crazy that they put the fucking principal on there. I was like, what?
The principal?
What the fuck?
Listen here, you son of a bitch. This is all your fault. You
he's
raised
like
those
a big,
two.
He's like a big endorser of Gojo, and like he's one of Gojo's one of the reasons that he's the principal too, because they didn't want to fuck with him. He was Gojo's teacher. So I think it was just a good chance to get rid of anybody in that line of thought. You know, clear out the old regime.
Panda ain't having that shit, man. Panda's about to go ape shit and kill some people.
That's true.
When I didn't hit...
That's his dad.
What I thought, too, is like, they blame Geta. They confirm that he's not dead, but anybody who saw that... Well, I guess Gojo was the only one who knew that's not Geta. So that makes sense, I guess, now.
No, everybody knows it's not Geta.
No, everybody knows, but... They're still saying he's condemned to death, and they said Gojo was... Why would Gojo let somebody take over his best friend's body? That's the dumbest shit I ever heard. It's just...
Well, it's just to show, like, it's real-life shit that higher-ups will deny stuff. I'm trying to think of another example,
Colton,
but it's
the
classic.
Higher ups, Colton, it doesn't matter if it's true or not. The higher-ups, it's been known that the higher-ups have hated Gojo. Like, even Naobito was like, it'll be great if Gojo is dead and sealed. Like, they don't like him.
I guess so.
Because he was a disruptor to their power. They liked being the strongest clans.
Okay, I get that. I guess that kind of that makes sense. But why would they
just a chance. It's a chance to seize power, because those in power want to keep it.
But the principal is like, that's just out in fuel to the fire.
Well, because then
right, so let me read
he could
you.
Band he could band the Tokyo students together, and they got some strong people over there. They don't want that, so just kill him. Take their leadership, you know, cut off the head, because Gojo was the head, so now it's really him, and then those students are really yours at that point.
You take out Zordon, you got no Power Rangers.
Not until they go to an island and get some ninja powers.
Yeah. So let me read you the notice. These are the notice forms from Jujutsu headquarters. 1. Suguru Geto's survival was confirmed. We hereby declare the reinstatement of his death sentence. 2. Satoru Gojo has been deemed an accomplice in the Shibuya incident and is hereby expelled from Jujutsu Society. In addition, any attempt to free him from his seal will be deemed a crime. 3. Masamichi Yaga is sentenced to death for inciting Satoru Gojo and Suguru Geto, causing the Shibuya incident.
That's the dumbest shit I ever heard. When I read that, I was like, that's funny.
He was their teacher.
He was.
He was literally there helping. Well, he didn't really do anything that we saw, but he was there. It's not like he was just sitting there like, oh, yeah, yes, yes.
Four, the suspension on Yuji Itadori's death is hereby revoked, and his execution shall be carried out promptly. Five, special grade sorcerer Yuta Okatsu shall be appointed as Yuji Itadori's executioner.
That one was kind of cold, that one. They put that
one
screen,
was cold.
I was like, damn.
Yeah. He
yeah.
Looked,
it's like honestly...
He's gonna...
They've done some stupid shit with the other executions, but if I'm in the world, like I'm probably thinking like, yeah, we should probably kill this demon-possessed dude. That
absolutely,
because
you know,
you guys,
there's no justification that Yuji should live. They absolutely should. Like, I'm a fan of Itadori, and I hope he does get away. But from a logical standpoint, the destruction that is capable of taking place with Sukuna. Like, if you ask Yuji himself, he'd probably be like, yes, it's time to cut my head off, guys. I don't want to be responsible for this anymore.
I know, Sukuna put him in a freaking tough situation. He didn't have to do all that. He could have just killed...
I know.
He could have killed Jogo just regularly. He didn't have to go all out like that. Well, I guess it was Mahara that really pushed him to the edge. So never mind. I guess he did have to do all that to save Fushiguro.
Nah, he was blowing shit up in Shibuya anyway when he was fighting Jogo. I don't think Sukuna gives a shit.
Yeah, he was, but he didn't need to. He when he really started murdering people was whenever he opened the malevolent kitchen.
Now,
that's when the body count went up.
Do you guys really think Yuta? Because we know Yuta, he's basically the second strongest next up to Gojo that we've seen. Do you actually think he'll kill Itadori, or do you think there's some plan?
I think he's 100% trying to kill Itadori. 100%.
It's hard to tell because we've seen Yuta in JJK Zero, like he's pretty honorable guy.
But he protects his friends. That's what he said.
Right.
Like I want to live in a world where I can protect my friends and they can count on me. And
right,
Itadori is making his friends not safe.
That's true, but he's also, Gojo took Itadori, which is also, Gojo is Yuta's sensei. So, I don't
Geto
know.
Geto was Gojo's best friend, and Yuta still beat his ass.
Yeah, and that's the thing with Gojo, and Yuta knows Gojo, and he knows he just does shit that he just wants to do. It doesn't mean there's a good, it doesn't mean he has a just reason to keep Yuji around and make him eat the fingers. It was always a bad plan.
Gojo was only keeping Yuji around because he was able to stop him. If you were to ask Gojo now from the prison realm, hey, should we keep Yuji alive? He'd probably be like, no, you guys need to kill him now, like quick, because nobody's going to be able to stop him while I'm in here.
That's the thing. He still has control, but he already has 15 fingers, and what, there's only 5 left. So, it's hard to say without... Watching next season, what could happen? I mean, it sucks. We have to wait. Possibly what?
Well, hey, episode's not over.
I was thinking like
more. So
I was thinking maybe movie for this next one would be good, but I don't know.
I thought that they confirmed it was going to be a movie.
No, it's going to be a season.
For fucking Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer is going to have. I mean, I just said JJK season 3 has been confirmed. It's going to be a season. Culling game arc.
Hmm.
The only one that's getting a
movie.
Alright,
well, let's talk about.
Yeah, Demon Slayer right now. And My Hero.
Let's talk about Yuji at the bridge. So, it's nighttime. He's got a flashlight with him. He's flashing this damn thing all over the place. Like, what? Who walks with a flashlight like that?
Yeah, I was like, why is he shaking it everywhere?
Yeah, like, dude. He gets to the middle of the bridge. And I paused and rewound this part so many times because I was trying to look like it. At first, it looks like there's a scar on his arm, and like I'm thinking, did he surgically put Aoi's hand onto his arm? But okay, I pretty much ruled that out. But anyways, the sun rises behind him. He rubs his hands together, Mr. Miyagi style, puts them over his head. We get a long look at his face. So there's been some time. Because his wounds have healed, he's got a scar going across the face, one on the cheek. He exhales, opens his eyes, and claps. And this clap, this was an Aoi Todo clap. Like this thing echoed through time, man. And immediately when he claps, you hear all of the sea monsters. They start rushing as fast as they can from the bottom of the ocean to the surface. And they jump up through the water. Episode ends. Ending song plays for the last time. And I'm not going to lie, I was pissed that they gave us no teaser as to what to expect for next season. They literally just ended it.
Nothing. I think we got a pretty good idea. I mean, from everything
if you watch the season 3 teaser, they do give you kind of a glimpse of it. It's very short, but you get the idea of what's going on or what's going to happen.
I mean, I just got it from this episode. Like, there's a shit fuck ton. There's a metric fuck ton of curses running around. There's a thousand. Yeah. There's 1,000 vessels and brand new sorcerers discovering their power, and some are starting to like it. You're getting a taste for blood. And then there's also a hunting going down between the strongest sorcerer and the strongest vessel. I mean, it's going to be crazy next season.
Do you think that Yuji was included in one of those people that Geto unlocked a seal to be able to use, like, a technique? And now Yuji has a technique, and that's what the clapping was?
No, I don't. I just think that there's so many curses. Like, if you just make a noise, they come to try to kill you, maybe. I just don't know if he needed to do that because he's already his son. You know,
released his cursed energy, and they're attracted to cursed energy because they're curses, so they're going to.
Yeah, and he's just on his mission, you know, that his resolve is just to kill as many curses because his life is meaningless and he's not going to count it. And then I think he's been doing this for a while because Yuta said it doesn't matter how many curses he kills. So I think they've known that he's been out going around just killing curses, basically.
So this is what Todo says when he's standing with the sun behind him and he claps. Hey, cursed spirit, there's no way you don't understand this. Arms are just decorations. The act of applause is the acclamation of the soul. And he clapped just like that. He clapped in front of his chest, but why this clapping thing was the way that they did this, do you guys agree that this was a nod to something to do with Todo? What? It has to be, right?
I don't know.
You got Boogie Woogie,
be.
You got clapping, he's best friend, and now Yuji's clapping, and when he does, fucking monsters rise up out of the sea. There's something going on here, Colton, and you may know, so don't say anything, but I'm sitting here scratching my head, like, what does this mean?
I'm thinking, like, me, since he doesn't have that power, it could be just, like, a metaphorical shout-out to Todo for us viewers. I don't think Yuji's doing anything specifically for him. I just took it as, like, this is the world that Tokyo, like, the Ground Zero, this is the world now in Ground Zero. Like, if they hear some shit, they're coming to kill your ass. So he was just making noise is kind of how I took it. And if you're like a businessman, a salaryman who got caught up and you're leaving the next day for work, you better fucking be quiet because if they hear you, they're coming to kill you. It's kind of what I was, that's how I took it. It's basically
like,
fucking,
I don't know anything.
Don't go there.
Yeah. I don't know anything about what that meant with him clapping at the bridge. I just think it's a bit, I thought the same thing with Brendan. He's just clapping to attract curses. So
it's just weird that
I think he's on the run, it looks like, but he's also killing curses while he's on the run. So
I was sad to see that Chozo wasn't
with
him.
He's dark right now.
I know, yeah, where the hell's Chozo? He should be out there with him.
I'm surprised he let him out of his sight, you know what I mean?
he's in the backgrounds in the shadows. You know he's on Yuji's ass.
I do think he's gonna be with him, but yeah, maybe just for like the impact and like the scenery of the last scene of the season, it was probably better not to have him there.
Yeah. I think it's cool having Chozo bring in as a character, so it'll be cool seeing him as with the team now. A cursed womb, I guess, because he's like half human, half curse. Kind of what Itadori is, maybe, was what they we've apparently. So, yeah, I'm excited. It sucks we're going to have to wait a few years.
So, now that we know, there's some things we got to talk about here. now that we know this brain, what he's capable of, when it comes to special grade or semi-first grade or first grade, he can extract a technique. But that's limited to only cursed spirits. So he can't absorb Chozo because he's not a cursed spirit and take blood manipulation. He would have to do a cursed spirit to do that. But let's talk about Megumi. So Sukuna is going to be happy about bringing back the Golden Age, I'm guessing, of sorcery. But what still does Sukuna want with Megumi Fushiguro? Because, and I don't think that it has to do with Maharaga, because when he fought Maharaga, he treated it as a nuisance, like, I guess I'm going to have to defeat this thing, whatever it is. Like, he didn't know that it just evolved.
I think it does.
So, like, there's something...
To be honest with you. He knew that he was a Zenin clan, so he may have had the Zenin clan? What's it called?
The Ten Shadows technique?
Ten Shadows technique. And I think Maharaga does have a big bit to do what he needs to accomplish.
I know, but why did he act surprised whenever he figured out that it's... He was like, oh, I see what it's doing. It's evolving as we fight. He didn't know that when they fought.
Adaptability. I mean, yeah, he found that out.
But he only learned that during the fight, is what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
Even if he knew that he needed the Ten Shadows technique for something, well, here's the Ten Shadow technique's ultimate monster, and you didn't even know what its power was.
Well, I think Gojo kind of said, everybody knows if you have the Ten Shadows technique, if you're another curse user and somewhat updated on curse users, Maharaga is like the final one and nobody's been able to control it. Gojo even said that's how the last of his clan and somebody of the Zenin clan fought and wiped each other.
They don't know
out.
That.
Not everybody knows that.
Yeah,
only
Fushiguro.
People in Ten Shadow. Yeah.
Only Fushiguro.
Only Fushiguro knows that.
He only imagined that he did something similar in the fight.
And yeah. Gojo only knows because somebody similar from his clan who had both the Limitless and Six Eyes lost to...
Well, they killed each other.
I guess
they
both died.
Both lost. Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't know. Yeah. Nobody else knows. Even Gojo didn't know how he lost. That's just what Fushiguro said before he summoned him, that he thinks that's probably what he did.
Exactly. So that's what I'm trying to say here. I think that there's something else about Megumi and the Ten Shadows technique that he doesn't even know yet.
I don't think
Maharaga is his like trump card. I think there's something else that Sukuna wants, and it's not Maharaga.
I mean, there's definitely but it also could just be potential. Like, it's like you want to keep him... If the world's going into chaos and you want the Golden Age of Jujutsu to come back, you need strong people to make the curses stronger and strong curses to make the sorcerers stronger. You know, the same way Gojo, how they always said, those one people, as soon as he was born, they felt the change. So I think it's just all that he wants him to be alive in general, because it's going to make it faster to the Golden Age.
That's a good guess.
I was thinking, I thought about that too. What am I saying? But like we all know, Sukuna can't take over. Itadori's Itadori's body, because somehow Itadori's able to like suppress him. But if Sukuna tries to take over somebody else's body, who knows if they could suppress him? So that's what maybe he's interested in Megumi somehow. I don't know how he would be able to do that, because I've never seen like. Unless you're the brain guy and Geto knows how to do it or something, that's a theory. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's the only real thing I could think of, is that Sukuna wants a body that he can control without someone suppressing him down like Itadori, because Itadori is somehow super strong and able to suppress him by his own will.
Yeah.
That's my only thing I could think of. I know Sukuna does not want to be in Itadori's body. He doesn't want, because he can't control it. I mean, when he does, yeah, he can, but not for a certain amount of time, so.
Yeah. Here's my last question. So, I just lost it. We were talking about Megumi. Oh, yeah, here's my last question. Sorry, everybody. It's, like I said, I'm tired. We always talk about this, but I have to bring it up again. early on in this show, when we were watching season one, it came out that the author talked about how he originally had planned to kill off Itadori early on in the story, but because of the fans' love for Yuji, he decided to keep him in. How the actual hell could you have had the story even remotely close to where it is with Itadori have been killed early on? I'm genuinely asking, like, what the hell was your plan, Gigi? Where was Sukuna going to go? What, you know what I'm saying? Like, is he just making this shit up as he goes, or did he know? It makes me think he's just making this shit up as he goes, and he better not write himself into a corner.
I mean, I'm thinking they could have got to this exact same spot if Itadori died.
Yeah, like what I just
said. Where would Sukuna be?
But who knows when? Was he going to die in the Chozo fight?
Yeah, right.
We don't know for certain that he was going to die the first time he died in season one.
Yeah, like
that's just the obvious one that we think. It could have been right now.
Sukuna, yeah, it could have been like that, or Sukuna leaving his body is what killed him somehow, if that happens. There could have been 100 ways for that to happen. So, and who knows who the main character, maybe it's Sukuna at that point.
So here's the crazy thing. Where we are in, it's chapter 138 of the manga is where we are now. So I would venture to say he probably, when he says early on in the story, he was probably not talking about that far. Like the story is at 246, so it's halfway through the story and it's still going.
Right.
So it would have been season one. Like, it would have been way before the Chozo fight. That's the thing. It's like, where were you planning on killing Yuji, dude? And maybe it's online, but I don't want to, like, again, you can't Google shit like this because you're going to learn something.
Yeah, I've never Googled that, but yeah.
Don't Google it, Colton. We don't need anymore than
you
already do.
I don't really care when I'm too invested in Itadori to find out when he was going to die now, so I'm not going to go and ruin that. So...
Oh man, this show is, it's gonna suck not having the ability to watch the show every week. Like, it's been an incredible 23 weeks and there was no break. Like, we didn't miss a single week. This shit was airing whether it was Thanksgiving, whether it was Halloween,
as we know,
Christmas.
As we know, men died for this. Good men died to get this anime out.
Yeah. People put their lives on the freaking line.
MAPPA animators still tweeting how work conditions suck there over at MAPPA. But yet it was still being pressed out. I saw one that they've made JJK Zero in 4 months. It's like, that's not that bad. They're pushing out an episode a week for JJK right now. I was like, he had 4 months for an hour and a half. So I thought, that's pretty good, I thought.
Yeah, it is.
But I don't know. Like they say, a lot goes into it. The voice acting, the animating. But, yeah.
Either way, it's crazy. And
yeah.
It's been one hell of a season. I give it a 10 out of 10, man. This was good. I'm going to watch it in English, too. I know you are, Brennan.
Yeah, I might. I know. I'd be surprised if this show does not win any awards at the Crunchyroll Awards, because they'll announce these after the end of the year, like what the picks are. So we should find out soon, because I know they do that in February. So sometime after the new year, they'll release, like, best anime of the year, best boy, best girl, all that stuff. So... of course, we'll have an episode
now,
on that. So,
I feel like now everybody tries to be so prideful and, you know, a connoisseur of anime that a lot of people will, just because Jujutsu Kaisen's popular, they'll try, like, not to let it win.
Well, it's the same with Attack on Titan, but it swept the floor every year. And AOTMA swept the floor again because it was the final episodes.
The thing is about Attack on Titan, though, a lot of people don't like it, or like don't watch it. They just think, oh, it's not mine, it's too dark, you know what I mean? Like a lot of anime people. But
this one's pretty dark too.
But JJK is an anime, I think. Not that, obviously it's still an anime, but you know what I mean? It's got all the tropes more so.
It's either way, MAPPA's winning if those awards go to either one, so, which is crazy to believe, so.
Yeah, shit was, I mean, I kind of said it on the episode where Sukuna fought Yogo, that it was like the culmination of that episode was the culmination of all shonen, like all battle anime, like the pinnacle of all the years. And I think that Jujutsu Kaisen this season 2 is like the pinnacle of battle anime all in one season. Like, everything good about it, and just, like, aging with the viewers. Just because a lot of times, for a while there, it was, like, grown men watching shonen anime, you know, made for, like, 7 to 13-year-olds, you know? So it was never, like, real gritty enough. And not that this is super gritty, but it kind of is. Like, it's more mature than, like, the Narutos or the Bleaches even, or even Full Metal Alchemist, even though there's some dark stuff.
My Hero Academia.
Yeah, like, it's definitely more mature, but it's also got a great story. I mean, I don't know if I've watched a better season of just, like, anime in general that I can think of. Like, 23 episodes this good all together with the
yeah.
And I've watched a lot
of
shit.
The only one I can even put in, the only one that I can even think of that comes to mind is when you think about the storytelling, animation, everything.
Odd Taxi?
Haikyuu.
Oh, Haikyuu.
Odd Taxi.
Dr. Rilla.
Yeah, Haikyuu's good as shit, too. It's a little more... that one's like... I don't know. That one's just probably my favorite anime in general, but I just can't deny that this was, like, the best season of anime I've ever watched in my life.
Yeah, yeah. Shit was good.
Yeah.
And watching it week to week made it so much better. And I bet you, watching it back to back to back, like, if we binge it, it's going to be even better, too.
I'm thinking about waiting.
Because I know there's shit we've missed.
Well, if it's going to be like 2-3 years, I won't. But I was thinking about before season 3 comes out, doing the full rewatch again, because I like to do that before we start the pod. But if it's going to be 3 years, I'll probably just go ahead and watch it in the dub.
Yeah, I don't know. Because the first season came out in 2020 during the pandemic, and then it's been, what, 2023? So it's going to be at least... Well, it's already been announced, so hopefully...
MAPPA's hiring. They got a few open spots, so...
Shit, no one's going to want to work there with all the bad press.
Yeah, it's hard to say, but I hope it's within the next... Hopefully next year, at least.
If 2025 would be good.
Yeah,
a year goes by. You're fucking our age. A year goes by quick, so if it's in 2025, that ain't too bad.
Yeah. Man, it's like My Hero.
God,
they're pushing out...
To think about.
They're pushing out 24 episode seasons a year for My Hero, so why can't JJK?
Because they got episodes where it just basically consists of...
I don't know
what...
I don't really know what else Bones, or is it Madhouse, does... Madhouse does
Studio
My Hero,
Bones.
Right? Bones does it, yeah. I don't know how many...
Bones.
I don't know what their plate looks like. I feel like they're more like, all right, we have My Hero, we know we're going to have that on the slate. And they take other ones where its map is like, what's next? You know, they keep that fucking schedule full. Like, they're not pre-planning.
Big dog's got to eat.
Just taking on projects and figuring it out.
I don't know what, because they got to be, their MAPPA will next be working on the Chainsaw Man movie. I don't know
who's
what
other doing
big they got.
Who's animating Solo Leveling?
MAPPA. Oh, it's the same one that did Sword Art,
A1?
Yeah, A1 Studios.
Or Ufotable?
Yeah, Ufotable.
No.
Well, Ufotable.
You said it was Ufotable does Demon Slayer.
Slayer, yeah. The Studio A1 is what did...
A1.
Yeah.
They have a very, very generic style.
Yeah.
The most generic.
Hopefully they...
The most anime-looking characters are all from A1.
Yeah. So let's... Well, I mean, we'll be watching next week, so if it's good from what we see, we'll do an episode. But the way they talk about it, it should be pretty lit, so hopefully.
Yeah. I hope so. I'm not a huge fan of A1.
I mean, we were fans of Sword Art Online the first season, then it
just in general, they're like a lot of stiff animation, like a lot of characters would be standing around real stiff. Unless they're moving, this doesn't... I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Well, this is the last episode of 2023, y'all. So...
Yeah. Final episode of Shield Hero will be delayed, sorry, but we'll get it out.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm a few behind on that shit.
Yeah, you're going to have to watch it, because...
I think I might... At least two, maybe three that I need to watch.
I thought you were going to say, I think I might not.
I don't think I've watched since they saved the dragon. I don't think I've watched an ep, whatever episode that was.
Yeah, it was like two, three weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, it's over.
Well,
for
you guys
now.
Got anything to say to the listeners for 2023 or about JJK?
Yeah, I mean, thanks for listening. If you listened to all 24 and haven't given us a 5-star review, do so and, you know, tell us you were on the whole ride with us. I guess 23. But yeah, anybody who listened to them all, we appreciate it. We do enjoy doing these companion podcasts, especially for a show like JJK, because we do it for some other shows that aren't as good.
Shield Hero.
Yeah. Shield Hero is better this season, but yeah. Happy New Year's. Like Brendan said, give us a 5-star review. Send us a message on Instagram or email. We are
in our New Year's resolution for That Anime Podcast. Our New Year's resolution is to be more active in the Discord. So if you're listening and you're not in the Discord, please join the Discord and know that Colton and I and Brennan are going to be more active in there because we miss the community that we used to have with Instagram. But since I can't screen record anymore on the damn iPhone on Crunchyroll, the Instagram kind of like there's no outlet there because I don't want to just like spend hours creating content. But we do have some good engagement in the Discord back whenever we were using it, but we're going to get back in there and build a little community. That's the best place to keep in touch with us. Like Brennan said, give us 5-star reviews if you haven't already, especially if you love listening to us every week. If you have suggestions for how we can make our podcast better in 2024, those are the kinds of things that you can hit us with in the general tab in Discord. Just basically say, hey, Jordo, your stuttering drives me fucking insane. Please stop stuttering. I'll take that advice. I'll do my best version of what I can with it, and I'll try to stop stuttering. So
I stutter all the fucking time, so.
You butcher Japanese names is what you do.
Yeah, I butcher everything. I say things wrong. If you don't like it, I don't care.
I also love how in the anime news section, you always start off every new piece with, as you know, but literally nobody knows because that's why it's news.
Well, I say, as you know, I just said,
as you know, the new mirror is coming out. Like, no, I didn't know that.
Season 2 of JJK just ended, but season 3 has been officially announced.
But anyways, shit like that, that's what you hit us in the Discord with. Like, things that you, like, that's literally the only way to reach us. Like, you guys get to hear us every week because you listen to us, but we want to hear from you too, and that place is the Discord. So join it. The link is in the show notes. And I got nothing else. I'm Jordo.
Brennan.
Colton.
We are the Evans Bros, also known as the Casual Anime Fanatics. Thank you all for listening. Have a great week and a great start to the new year. And peace out.